Hello, welcome to episode 3 of German Hacks. As announced last week, today I'm going to talk about stereotypes. Now you might wonder what stereotypes have to do with hacking the German language. I think that language and culture are closely related. One depends on the other in many situations. There are famous quotes from writers or politicians everyone uses in his or her native language, and there are things you don't mention or don't feel comfortable talking about. All this defines how we use a language on a daily basis, so knowing some of the stereotypes, true or not, can help you to circumnavigate some of the unpleasant situations when visiting or even living in Germany. Being a German citizen but living abroad, I've reflected a bit on that topic and whether there's something to that question. What is particularly German versus what others think it is? The most common stereotypes I've encountered seem to be of Anglo-Saxon origin, and these are actually less German but rather Bavarian, or if we are a little bit broader, Southern German stereotypes. But Germany is far more than our admittedly beautiful house. Okay, let's bring it on with stereotype number one. Germany is a country of beer lovers. Although true for most part of the male population, the consumption of beer is actually in decline for quite some time now. The younger audience seems to prefer fancier and often high-proof beverages. In nightclubs, you won't see many young people ordering a beer anymore, but more likely to order vodka Red Bull or so-called Alkopops. And besides, Germany has some excellent wine regions, mostly for whites, but also some good Pinot Noir varieties. So Germans don't always drink beer, and I recommend to get familiar with the concept of highly popular Apfelschorle. If Germans do drink beer, it's far more versatile than the ridiculously big Humpen you'll see at the Oktoberfest in Munich. There is Pilsner, Schwarzbier, Altbier, Schankbier, Kölsch, you name it. Basically every region in Germany has its own special type of beer. Speaking about the Oktoberfest, yes, it's well known throughout the world, but it's only a few weeks in the year and only in Munich, though I have to admit that the concept is so popular that also other regions in Germany imported the Oktoberfest. Well done, Bavarians. But for all of them, one thing is true. These days, Oktoberfest has mainly become an excellent opportunity to take tourists to the cleaners. Or, as we say in German, jemanden wie eine Weihnachtsgans ausnehmen. Which brings us to the next stereotype of Lederhosen and Dirndl. I guess that's particularly based on tourists from around the world visiting Munich and Bavaria. Back home, they apply this concept to the whole country, but sorry, that cannot be upheld. Basically, no one outside of Bavaria is wearing Lederhosen and Dirndl. If at all, traditional dresses are seen at local holidays or in very touristy areas like the Schwarzwald, or as you say in English, the Black Forest region. Last but not least, if you really want to embarrass your German friends or host, bring up the good old Nazi conversation. In about 75% of my talks with people from outside of Germany, I can count down to the moment when either Hitler, the Second World War, and everything related is brought up. There seems to be a more relaxed attitude with the topic in other countries, but for us Germans, it is still a very difficult part of our history. Of course, we will talk about it when asked, yet don't expect Germans to feel comfortable about it. The thing is, we are not in denial about it. I think Germans are probably the only nation that has faced such a deep self-reflection of their own dark pages in history. A huge chunk of our curricula in school are dedicated towards the reworking of the Third Reich, what led to it, and there is still a feeling of guilt deeply entrenched in our common awareness. Hence, if you are really curious about this part of German history, do yourself and your German friends a favor and visit one of the many good exhibitions on the topic in Germany or watch one of the infamous documentaries of Professor Guido Knopp. All right, in next week's episode, I'm going to speak about some stereotypes that are actually true, unfortunately. So stay tuned. Tschüss. Bye-bye.